Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in to the Frequency of the Past. Please consider following, reviewing, and rating the podcast. A big thank you to all those who already have. And please, be sure to share this podcast with anyone you know who likes audiobooks, old-time radio, and audio dramas. Or really any kind of fictional entertainment. That would be a great way to help out the podcast. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Dan Dare.
La commissione del popolo deve avere il suo rapporto, colonnello Dare.
Der Bericht ist wichtig, größte Eile.
Dan Dare, nous félicitations. Le besoin d'un rapport compréhensif, nous voudrions attirer l'attention des Nations Unies.
The attention of the United Nations, the heroism of Major Pierre Lafayette.
Pilot Captain Hank Hogan will file his report immediately to you, Colonel Dare. Let us have a full update soonest. We have work to do.
The message is loud and clear, Colonel Dare. A full report. And the PM asked me to tell you, well done. So full sit-rep, evaluation, everything.
Do my best, Sir Hubert.
Dan Dare. Pilot of the future. Dramatized for radio in four parts by Nick McCarty. Part one, Disaster.
Tape coded AK-37RBG1. This is the official log and report of the Ranger mission. All sources will be identified by code, and a full list of sources will be attached. Crew will identify themselves.
Henry Brennan Hogan, pilot captain, born in Houston, trained photographer, racing driver, and navigator, USAF, seconded to the mission out of a secret base somewhere in the British Isles.
Pilot Major Pierre-Auguste Lafayette, analytical mathematician, three-dimensional physics, French Space Service.
Spaceman plus one. Albert Dig... Oh, do I have to use my full name, sir? Sorry. Albert Fitzwilliam Digby, born Wigan, married, volunteered Ranger mission. I hate these gadgets, sir.
Dare Daniel, Colonel, British European Space Service, leader. Professor Peabody did not submit an ident tape at this time. We will insert it when it arrives. The report will contain all relevant material. I will interrupt the flow for matters of clarification. It began in the early spring.
Here at the space launch site, tension rises. The hopes of the Kingfisher crew and of their families and comrades, indeed of the whole world, depend on success. Earlier today, I managed to snatch an interview with Colonel Dare, who's overseeing launch preparations.
We all know that the hopes of the world ride on the Kingfisher. Success means that the world will be able to feed its teeming millions.
Next background tape logged at A47BK1.
The agronomists, economists, and the other experts are predicting worldwide famine if no new cultivable areas are found out in deep space. Failure will mean disaster. The countdown continues.
Kingfisher, Kingfisher, do you hear us? Over.
Loud and clear, Control. We're ready to go.
Checks complete. We are ready and counting.
All systems green.
Ready to go, Sir Hubert.
Wish her luck.
This is it. Goodbye, Kingfisher. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We have liftoff, gentlemen.
You wanted to go down.
Promise me one thing, Sir Hubert. If they fail, for whatever the reason, promise me I go on the next probe.
It must not fail. We can't afford another failure.
A week later, Digby was serving up my breakfast.
Shall I turn the ticker news off, sir? Breakfast is ready.
Good chap. Don't tell me. Bacon, eggs, hot toast.
Eh, no, but them vitamin blocks again. Queer do, isn't it, sir? Vitamin blocks. I tell you, my Auntie Anastasia has had 40 fits.
She'll be having them too, Digby.
Nay, sir, not up in Lancashire. Still a few pigs hidden in the back, no doubt, and a few hens left a-laying. Hey, I could ask her to send a dozen of
No, thank you, Digby. I'd rather not know about your formidable aunt's black market activities.
Just thought happened to cheer you up, sir. You've had a face like Fulton since Kingfisher left. No one's been to Venus before, have they, sir?
Digby!
Colonel Dare's residence,
he's Colonel
just...
Colonel Dare to report to headquarters immediately.
My cap, Digby! Hurry, man, get the jeep, Jeff!
I don't know what the hurry is, I'm sure.
At any moment, Kingfisher will be arriving at the point where the other ships disappear, Digby. So step on it!
Kingfisher bearing ZN 76A034.
Cross bearing from Moonfix XC51.
We had our first view of the Kingfisher from the external orbiting cameras.
Activated.
She looked in good shape.
Give me voice contact with Captain Crane.
I can hear him, but we can't seem to get through to him, sir.
Switch from headphone to speaker contact. This is the critical time.
We have a firm bearing, Captain Crane.
Good. 3 hours of taps down?
Just approaching the dead zone, sir.
Dead zone?
What the lads call it, sir. Sort of graveyard, sir. We'll be through it in 10 parsecs.
What the? What's that? Check vents. Check all systems.
Impulse cylinders, sir. Impulse cylinders. I have no power. My controls are dead, sir.
All crew, hear this, hear this. Impulse cylinders gone. Stop jets. Seal 5, 7, and 8 bulkheads. Break out emergency oxygen and pressure suits.
Fire, sir! Fire!
Kingfisher's mission ended there, in the graveyard 3 hours from Venus. The usual emergency meetings happened, of course. I was piloting the jeep jet to the first of them when the beginnings of an idea struck me.
Ironical, it seems to me, sir.
Ready, Digby? Step on it, Dan.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm hastily kept waiting.
A world government ends wars, doctors get all the diseases taped, poverty's more or less gone, everything in the garden's lovely, except... there's nought to eat in it.
Well, it's bound to happen. Population doubles and redoubles, takes up farming land. What's left has been exhausted by bad farming. Can't grow enough food, and so, chaos. That's why Venus was so important. Possible farming land.
I think I know what happened to Kingfisher, sir.
Huh?
This new class of ship works off impulse wave engines.
So?
These waves, bounced off the moon, are picked up by the in-flight airships.
Yes.
Picked up by the cylinders.
Well, go on.
Say a shield were erected to prevent those rays getting to the ship.
Well, they wouldn't have a chance. But who? How? Where?
Don't know until we go and see. Do I, Sir Hubert?
Go, Dan.
Go, Sir Hubert. We have a plan, Prime Minister. We need money and manpower, and we need permission.
And courage. Oh, very well. Carry on, gentlemen. Well, no need to wait on ceremony. Carry on.
Old-fashioned rocket ships. Rockets went out with the Ark, Sir Hubert. Dreadful things.
Build one, soonest, understand? And 3 2-man shuttles to Colonel Dare's design.
It's important it has no impulse methodology.
No impulse? You're mad, Colonel.
Rebuild one of the early models.
Down here at Space HQ, there is a scene of frantic activity as Colonel Dare supervises the rebuilding of a spaceship that seems to have come from the old museum in London. This may be the last hope for the world.
There have been riots in Jakarta and on the western seaboard of America. A news blackout...
We are running out of time.
She's ready for testing. 3 months from start to finish. I hear you got a new crew joining.
Is there no way to keep a secret here?
Not about the Ranger. No, sir.
She is a beauty. A beauty, Sir Hubert.
I trained on one of these shuttles, oh, way back. You want to give the personal rocket vehicle a trial run?
I cleared it with control.
Ignition. Adjust the throttle. And away we go.
Tally-ho!
Meanwhile, in the control tower.
Well, I'll be gall darned if I ever saw anything like that outside a Houston museum. Man, amazing.
I've never in my life to think men risk their lives in such bone shakers.
You two for Colonel Dare?
That's right. He around? He must be laughing fit to bust seeing that old crate doing a fly pass.
Up and he might. He'll see you on the landing area.
Jumping jets! That crate landed!
I have a nasty feeling, my friend. You know this day?
Flown with him. Hell of a pilot. Hell of a good pilot.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Dan! What are you doing in that thing?
Flying it, Hank.
I have a very nasty feeling.
What gives, Dan?
I explained everything to them, and...
Venus? No chance. Off your little trolleys, boys. A suicide ride. I promised my little wife no trouble. No adventures, no risk, no insurance.
Your wife?
Second wife. You'd like her, Dan. Hold on, I got a couple of 3Ds.
I have more important things to think about, Hank, than wives. You coming to Venus or not?
Of course he will come. We are honored.
Thank you, Pierre. Hank?
She'll never forgive you. Okay.
We waited in the mess for the last member of the party.
Professor Peabody is usually on time, I understand.
Some bumbling old daughter. Remember that trip we did to Alpha Megasauri, Dan, when we took that prof along? He was a damn nuisance.
Well, I'm assured by personnel that the professor comes with the highest of recommendations.
Sir Hubert, Colonel Dare. Professor Peabody reporting rather late. Sorry. Had to hand over a rather complex experiment on atmospheric pollution and pollen counts to an assistant.
I say.
Gentlemen, you want a geologist, botanist, and agriculturalist. I am all those. You wish to check my credentials?
No. Merci, mademoiselle. It is that we are discussing a dangerous, near enough suicidal flight, and we had no thoughts of women on such a mission. We are sure you are a good scientist.
Women in space. Damn it all, the PM's private line.
I am also a qualified space pilot.
What do you do in your spare time, Prof?
I'm a world expert on orchids.
Oh. Prime Minister, Professor Peabody has just arrived. Have we... an order from the cabinet? Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Women.
A week later, we were ready to leave for the planet Venus.
Systems locked.
Hank, okay.
7, 4,
tape.
3.
Recording.
0 on holding. Hi, Colonel. All going well. Basic check's nearly done. Here?
All doors and hatches sealed. Absorbers regraded. Takeoff procedures counting down.
Run on, chaps. Where's the professor?
Telling Sir Hubert some home truth.
I flatly refuse.
Oh, I'm younger, I am fitter, and I have been flying more recently, Sir Hubert. Your flying log is, if you want the truth, out of date.
It can't be.
I checked your accreditation. You know the rules, sir. I fly the shuttle when the time comes.
Places for takeoff. Places for takeoff. Places for takeoff.
Check all systems.
All off hold.
All systems go.
Retroactors in place.
7, 4, activated.
Good luck.
We left planet Earth on the 15th of July, and 3 weeks later were approaching what had become known as the graveyard. Each dead ship had left a transponder giving out its call sign to be picked up by any approaching craft. We were kitted up in our space exploration suits and ready to get away from the orbiting mothercraft and the space shuttles.
Look all right, do I, sir?
That parachute doesn't do much for your figure, Dig, but you'll do.
Are you sure you can handle the shuttle, Mr.?
Amen, sir. Rocket Shuttle 4, Peabody and Sir Hubert, ready.
Thank you, Professor.
Number 3, Lafayette and Hogan, ready to go.
Thank you, Pierre. Ranger, we're leaving you now. Good luck, everyone. We approached what was left of Kingfisher. It lay about 50 parsecs to 15 degrees of our course, a mass of twisted tubes, buckled metal plates, lying like a great whale in the huge wheel of space.
The plan was simple, direct, and required only cold nerve, courage, and heroism. It was not something any Frenchman would have turned away from, of course. Colonel Dare insisted that he should be the one to take the first risk, to go through the shield.
It was a bit warm in the shuttle as the colonel put his foot down. I thought up and my auntie would have a bit of a turn if you could see me now. E, our Arthur, she'd say. E, by Ecky Thump.
Near the danger zone now, Dick. 3 and 4, this is your leader. We're going in now. It was all going well, past the hulk of Kingfisher and leaving her transponders behind.
The radio, sir! Blown up!
I should have remembered. The radio works on impulse waves. We can't even warn the others.
There's fire, sir. And the plates all down one side are buckled and straining.
Hold on, Dick. Hold on.
Sir, atmosphere warning. We've hit the air round Venus, sir.
Yippee, we can bail out of the old Keitel hole together while we slow down. We seem to be in a spot of trouble at this time.
Forward to command ship. Colonel Dare has a malfunction. Over.
Hey, Dan. Come in, Dan.
Sir Hubert to Major Lafayette. Hold your station. Sit rep soonest.
Oh, do me to damn stiff upper lip about it. He's out of control.
Come there. Come in, please. Come in. Come there. Come in. Tell that old stuff shirt we're going in after.
That old stuff shirt will tell you when and if you do anything. Repeat. Hold your station.
Seem to be on fire again, sir. Up and we're in a spot of bother.
You're a turret, Digby. Anyone tell you?
Ah, my auntie once said...
Later. If that fire reaches us, we're dead anyway. Fasten helmets.
You ready to abandon ship?
Right, sir. Got your PG pistol, sir. No time to pack anything else, sir.
Here it goes. Jump, Digby!
Suspended from our parachutes, we activated our personal black boxes so that everything would be recorded. Speech, physical condition, and ambient sounds.
Grand. Venus at last. No ship, no radio, no food, no nout. Why I ever joined the space fleet, I'll never know.
I lost sight of Digby as he drifted towards the craggy mountains to the west. I was coming in too fast, thinner atmosphere. Directly below was a lake.
Get rid of the chute! Quick, quick! Here we go! Here we...
Water. Felt like water. Looked like... purple soup. And fish, so it sustained life. That was something.
Oh, will you look at... trouble! It's a huge, sludge-green sea monster. It's vast. No!
Meanwhile...
Pierre, this is very dangerous.
We knew the danger when we volunteered, so you bet. There has been no contact. We must go into the zone.
He's not going to let us.
10 minutes, Pierre. You have 10 minutes and then we will follow. Keep radio channels open at all times.
Attaboy! Here comes the cavalry. Rockets on maximum check. En avant!
What's he singing, Sir Hubert?
An old song, Miss Peabody. A French rallying cry. An anthem, they used to call it.
What?
Pierre! Come in, Pierre!
I'd stopped just before entering the zone. I knew suddenly what the problem was.
The radio, Hank!
What?
Help me!
What the hell are you doing? We need the radio, for heaven's sake, man!
It will kill us! It works off impulse rays, just like the new ships. We have to jettison it.
Good man! Oh, you're an old rattler, you are. A real genius. You better warn Sir Hubert.
Where are you?
ship 3 to Le Control. Over.
Where are the fruit places?
The radio, sir. The radio works off impulse rays. We have to remove it before we go through the barrier. Over.
Oh, well done, Pierre. Very good. Jettison the radio and good luck. We will follow you down. Out.
Meanwhile...
Hey, that were a right welcome for Colonel Dare and no mistake. Up the top of a cliff and looking out, I could see and I could hear. Why, it were chilling, that noise. Nasty, messy place, Venus. Funny water. The colour of me Auntie Anastasia's favourite antimacassar. Like mud at Wigan on a wet day. Captain Dare was out there in the middle of the lake giving that thing a right hammering.
No way to welcome guests, you... You refugee from Loch Ness. I'll have to put you to sleep, old friend. Thank heaven Dick remembered the paralyzing pistol. Now, get ashore and sort out the mess.
Sir! Sir! Are you all right, sir?
Fine, Dick. How about you?
Oh, better middling, sir. Bit of a nasty go out there, sir. I don't see any bus stops, sir. No snack bars, for that matter. Nor any...
What next? Is that what you mean?
In a word, sir, yes.
We had an RV planned if one of the other ships got through.
Oh, I see, sir. Great, sir. And how do we get to this RV?
The coordinates are locked into the infrared compass, all ready to go. All we have to do is follow the bearings.
Oh, across the lake? Is that all, sir?
Crossing the lake was easy.
We built a small raft, set up a chute, a sail, and as the prevailing wind seemed to be in our favour, it took little time to cross the purple lake.
Not a sign of our antediluvian, our old friend neither. Time for should die?
Trust you, Dig, a completely unexplored planet, and what do you do? Go to sleep.
I'm conserving energy, as it happens.
Eventually we arrived on the far side of the lake. The atmosphere was dangerous, but we were breathing through the intake converters in our helmets. We had removed our spacesuits.
Land ho, we're there.
Strange, towering cliff and pillars of shining red stone. Caves and terraces of black basaltic rocks carved by millions of years of sea and wind action.
Shanks' pony now, Dick.
I don't like the look of this gully, sir. No, them boulders up there. Look out, sir! You think we wanted here, sir?
Just keep an eye open.
Yes, sir.
We climbed through the rocks and away from the lake until...
Look at that, sir. It's carved, sir. A huge pillar. Never natural light, Colonel. And look, there's a cave behind it, sir. Like it was a gateway or something.
We'll take a look, Dick. Careful now.
You ever get the feeling that you're being watched? Like eyes all over the...
Shush, Dick. Look at these. Shine the torch here. You see?
Marks.
Paintings, Dick. The work of intelligent beings. You see this one here? Looks very like a man. And this, very much like ancient Egyptian art, Dick. Dick? Digby!
Don't look now, sir. But I think we've been followed. By what looked like a bunch of overgrown blue bottles.
There were maybe 20 of them. Tall, humanoid, blue-skinned. They wore helmets over bulging foreheads, long yellow skirts and breastplates that looked like silver and gold. For a moment, nothing moved. They were crouched behind their gun shields.
I'll check him out, sir.
Don't shoot, Dick. I'll talk to them.
Don't be daft, sir. Talk to a bunch of heathens. You'll be famous last words, sir. They won't even appreciate...
Stop nothing.
Keep me covered.
Nathan!
Oh, you murderous butcher! I'll get you for that. Here goes. Showed him. Colonel Dare.
I'm all right, Digby. Just stunned.
We looked over at the figures paralyzed by Digby. They were virtually human, but I saw no point in waiting to do further research on these hostile blue men. We walked out of the caves and saw across the valley a vast transporter. It was lit by strobing lights and little winking bulbs.
Wow! Like Blackpool, South Shore, when I was a kiddie.
A we walked right into the trap.
Look out, Digby, behind you,
hey,
on the left!
Oh, hey! Get off, you great blue horror! Get off, sir!
Give up, Dig!
Don't fight me outnumbered!
We were marched across the valley to the flashing transporter.
They stuck us on top. It climbed to a great cliff and then turned on full power and headed straight for the Purple Lake.
What happens if the brakes fail, sir?
Hang on.
It had taken us hours to cross the lake. It took the Venusian machine less than 20 Earth minutes to speed over the surface. We arrived at a vast ramp leading to huge green and yellow pillars. Domes glinted under the watery light of the sun. The whole city, for it was a city, hummed. The blue men took us under guard into a huge inner chamber and ripped our breathing helmets from our heads.
We can't breathe!
By X, sir! We can, sir! It's air, sir!
Tendon glottal artery!
You're right, Digby. The air must have fooled our testers.
Colonel, sir.
Dream.
Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Dream. We saw a tall figure that at first looked not unlike a man. But the face was that of a reptile. Green. The eyes cold as ice, black as a shark's and with as little feeling in them. The mouth tight, thin, cruel. Wonder if he knows Morse. I never took Venusian at school.
Colonel Dare. Spaceman Digby, I presume.
How on earth do you speak English?
We have studied the Earth for 26,000 years. Every dream child knows all its languages. We have humans to check with. The blue men came from Earth thousands of years ago. An experiment. Now, turn round. We have something to show you.
Behind us, on a large stand, was a three-dimensional screen. Held in the middle of the screen, Pierre's space shuttle, just on the edge of the danger zone.
Hank, let's hope we are right about the radio. You ready, my friend?
Go for it, Major.
Good luck and happy landings, Pierre. Well done.
We have a welcome for you. First, you can watch your friends die.
They won't die. They're not going to hit your ray shield.
They don't have to. They are heading for the Flamelands.
Flamelands?
Our planet is divided into two by a molten belt round the equator. For centuries, we have had little contact with the south. Your friends are heading for the molten belt.
I'm sorry. My fault, old friends.
Interesting. No fear. Yet you have not yet conquered pity. We waste time. You will be sent by electro sender to Mikonta, our capital city, for your special welcome.
Part 1 of Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future, dramatized for radio in four parts by Nick McCarty. Mick Ford was Dan Dare, Terence Alexander, Sir Hubert, Donald G. Digby, Zela Clark, Professor Peabody, William Roberts, Hank, and Sean Barrett, Pierre. Other parts were played by Paul Downing, Christopher Good, John Moffat, Ben Onwukwe, Dale Rapley, Charles Simpson, and Simon Treves. Music was composed and played by Wilfredo Acosta. Technical presentation by Wilfredo Acosta with Michael Etherden and Colin Guthrie. Dan Dare is directed by Glyn Veerman.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
The second report of the Venus expedition, compiled from black box recordings, personal tapes and Tridiman discs. The expedition to Venus had begun disastrously. Our efforts to find food and farming land to feed planet Earth seemed doomed. Digby and I had come through the barrier shield raised by some alien force on the planet, only to be captured by blue-faced humanoids and handed over to their green lizard-like rulers. While we were electrosent 10,000 miles to their capital city of Maconta, out in space, Hank and Pierre were heading for trouble.
Dan Dare, pilot of the future. Dramatized for radio in four parts by Nick McCarty. Part two, Divided We Fall.
We were flying straight down into a Texas barbecue. A flame belt a mile high spread around the middle of Venus, and already the front dome of our ship was beginning to melt.
Pull out, Pierre! Pull her up! Get the nose up, damn it!
I had no wish to be a rib of beef.
Swing her up! Give her the gun, man!
Wow! That was a narrow shave, friend.
Meanwhile, on Sir Hubert's shuttle...
Hand me the helm. I'm in command here, Miss Peabody.
Switch the gyro stabilizer. Start the reactor jets.
You'll answer for this later, Miss Peabody.
On Venus, Digby and I were looking over the glass domes and walkways of the huge mechanical city of Maconta. Buzzing sky scooters, roadways and electrosender tubes crisscrossed the city.
My orders are to take you to the director of the Earth Research Center.
Orders? Whose orders?
You will go by flying chairs. The city's internal transport.
How can we? Daft, I call it.
Daft? Daft?
When?
Now. These flying chairs are controlled by thought impulses. Hardly suitable for such puny brains as yours. I will direct all three. You will get on.
Why, hey, Colonel, I never thought I'd see the day.
Ooh, whoops.
Hey. Look at this, sir. No hands, eh?
At that moment, the chairs veered to the right and zoomed down into a cavernous building. We were marched along a corridor, and...
The Earthmen, old director.
Good. Spectroanalysis first. The experiments are ready.
Green auras. Just string them along. See if we can make a peaceful arrangement to send food to Earth. We are official envoys. I demand to be taken to your chief officer, your president or prime minister.
You mean the supreme scientist, the illustrious first one of Venus. The Mekon of Maconta.
Right, the gaffer.
You insects. You would not even be allowed in the same building as that magnificent brain.
Master, a third rocket is about to land on the northern fringe of the Flame Lands.
We have no need of any more specimens. Fasten them to the slide and give the first injection.
One is a woman, oh master.
A woman? That will be interesting. We will watch them as they crash. Monitor the sound waves and the brain pattern from our specimens. Patch it through. Hurry.
We can't pull out. I can't pull her out, Sir Hubert. I can't control.
I'm sorry I said some harsh things, Miss Peabody. You're a damn brave woman. Maybe
will come through. If we don't, we gave it our best shot. Hold tight!
Sir Hubert?
Are you all right, Miss Peabody?
We're dented. But still airtight, I think. Is your observation hatch still clear?
Yes, we seem to be in a sort of...
Look, Sir Hubert, 10 degrees starboard. What is that?
It looks like glass, molten glass.
It seems to be moving.
It is moving. I don't like the look of it. It's moving towards us.
We sat watching Digby and I in front of a tri-dimensional screen. Behind us, the tall, green, lizard-faced trees.
By heck, sir. Will you look at that? It's a moving mountain. It's coming closer to them.
Don't let them see your concern, Digby. These green-faced so-and-sos will love that.
Love, Colonel? Love? It is something we do not understand. We have spent generations without feeling. We are scientists. Feelings like fear and love and hate we do not understand. That is why we want you to watch your friends. They are going to die. We will observe you as you watch them on the screen. Is it pity that we are registering on your thought patterns, or fear?
What are you doing, Sir Hubert?
Fasten your helmet, Miss Peabody. I'm going out to recce. Wait here for me.
I'm coming with you.
You will not leave the ship. That's an order, Miss Peabody.
Good luck, sir.
Chin up, eh? That's it. Now then, I'll check the outer structure. Fins retracted and undamaged. Shields show signs of overheat on entry.
Check the jets, Sir Hubert. I have emergency state on each of my control panels.
It's damned hot out here. Right, jets. Both clogged. It's as if they've been sealed. It's a sort of hardened plastic, almost glass.
Could we use the jets to get clear?
Miss Peabody, if we use the jets, the whole ship would explode. Hold on. Oh, my God! Oh no!
Sir Hubert!
We are registering something here.
Anger. You could stop this. You could help them. Save them.
Why? I do not understand.
They are at great risk. They could die.
We shall learn much if we let them die. They have no hope of surviving.
If I could get out of this chair, I'd show you what we think of that where I come from. There's a lady there in danger.
I'm sinking, Miss Peabody. I'm sinking into... Miss Peabody, help me! Help me!
Hold on, sir! Catch this rope! It's tied off to the hatch frame! Haul yourself out, sir! Pull!
Thank you, Miss Peabody. Well done. Now we have little choice. If we try to lift off, we will blow ourselves to bits. If we stay, we will either suffocate as we sink or roast from the heat.
Oh, don't look now, sir, but... that glass mountain is moving towards us.
What?
Meanwhile, I had to find a way to persuade the experimenter to let us rescue them.
You're supposed to have the good ideas, sir.
How can I? They have no understanding of pity. To them, it's just another experiment.
How right you are, Colonel.
We could use two for dissection if we had them all.
Dissection? Very well. Colonel, you're anxious to rescue them. Do it. And we will be able to advance our knowledge even more. Come along, Colonel. You have little time.
We can't do it, sir. If we rescue the Prof and Sir Hubert, we take them out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak.
We can't let them fry, Digby.
You will go by telesender, Colonel.
Happen it was us that was in the fire now. There were several long tubes against one wall. And they were sort of pulsing with light.
You will step into your tube.
Here, chum. You'll not see me in one of them things.
There is no need to tremble, spaceman.
Who said that about trembling? I just like my feet on terra firma.
Digby, get in your tube.
You will simply be disintegrated in the tube.
I don't think I want...
transmitted by radio and reassembled in a similar tube at your destination.
It's all very well for you, son. Happen I'm not built for radio waves and transmitting and such.
Digby, remember, they are sinking into that boiling glass mountain.
Aye, and I'm about to too. Here, don't shock me, you great twit.
Don't get me wires crossed.
for me noise, sir. I don't like this. Keep my bones going on here.
Digby!
Why are you standing on your head? Come out of there and sort yourself out.
Technical hitches do occur from time to time.
But why is it always to me?
We were taken to a gallery of space vehicles and land transporters.
The Flight Museum, Colonel.
Are they all in flying condition?
Intergalactic flying machines are kept in new condition by the airlock.
Hey, sir, how about that? It's a beauty. A helicopter, sir. Perfect.
It might do the trick, Dick.
Jet-propelled copter, obsolete for 1,000 years.
We took it. They fitted fluorine sprays to neutralize the silicon mountain. Digby clambered aboard first, and we had our next surprise.
Who the old lad are you when you're at home?
I am Sonder, your pilot. Try no silly tricks. We are ready to go. Stand by.
We headed due south out of the huge hangar, up out of a volcanic crater and fast towards the Flamelands. A race against time. Meanwhile...
Professor, have you ever seen anything, heard of anything like this glass mountain?
Never, Sir Hubert. Anything in its way just gets sucked under. Still, while there's life, there's hope.
You're a very brave woman.
Oh, Sir Hubert.
Never had much experience of females, tell the truth. Damn good show, if you see what I mean. Damn good show.
Meanwhile, as we headed due south with Sondar at the controls, Digby had a thought.
Sir, in being about 10% taller than us, with the gravity differential, it should make us about the same percent stronger. Know what I mean, sir?
Shh, think. Hold your horses. We have to get the others out of trouble first. Just watch how he handles the ship. I'll try and make friends.
Fat chance, sir. My Auntie Anastasia would have had a word for him, sir. Uppity, sir. Uppity.
I can try. We haven't been properly introduced yet.
I know who you are, Colonel. I told you my name is Sonder, and you will obey my orders. I see you are extending your hand to me. We have always thought shaking hands illogical.
An old custom, a friendly gesture.
Usually employed by businessmen and politicians when they are about to cheat one another. Sit down, Colonel Dare.
Any luck, sir?
He's about as friendly as a frisky stoat.
We are approaching the silicon mass now.
Sir, look, sir. Where that outsized mint humbug's leaking over the sand, sir. Poking out, sir. It's the ship.
The silicon will cover them in the next few minutes. You have little time to get them.
You seem concerned all of a sudden.
Our experimenter wants to use them. My orders are to bring them back. Yours to obey me. We will see what our fluorine spray guns can do.
We looped round the edge of the advancing mass, and Sondar hit the firing button. The fluorine seemed to fill the charged atmosphere below with a fine mist and release the death grip of the silicon mass. Below us, waving up from the rocket, were... It's them! They're alive! We have done it, Digby! Damn good show!
Aye, happen it is. Just one thing, Colonel Dare, sir. They're on a sinking rocket surrounded by some hot liquid stuff, and we're up here!
Rope ladder. Part of the kit. I checked before we left. All we have to do is to pay it out for them. We winched down the ladder, and Sonder held the copter steady as a rock as the Professor and Sir Hubert clambered on board.
Wonderful.
Where the
dickens? You can open your helmets. Everything's laid on, including air. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Colonel. Just in time.
Oh, golly, Dig. You've no idea how glad I am to see your happy, smiling face.
Well, it's not exactly Freedom Hall, as you might say, miss.
Oh, why?
You might even say you're out of the fire and into the frying pan, in a manner of speaking.
Well, what are you talking about?
Him, sir, at the controls. And his little friends back home, sir.
Call themselves trees.
What did you mean about the frying pan?
Not the sort of type that I could be. His friends, sir, boffins, run wild. Quite inhuman. They have no emotions at all.
Then are we
prisoners, sir? Just for the moment. At least the trees think so.
So what do we do about it?
Now you and Miss Peabody are here as reinforcements, I'm going to take executive action.
Do nothing so foolish. Your intentions are quite clear to me. Your thought processes clearly transmitted. You are quite powerless. Quite, quite powerless.
I don't think so, Charm. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, well done, sir. Here, down we go. Ladies on knees. Kitchenware!
Yeah, hey, Charles, kick me! Give Sir Hubert a hand and drag our tree friend out of the way!
Right, sir!
Let's get out of here, fast! How is he?
Coming round, I think. I'd like a crack at him, sir.
Sorry, Dick. You take over the controls while I keep an eye on him.
Right, sir!
And change course, old boy. We're probably flying on an automatic radar beam controlled by the trees in Makonta.
Aye, aye, sir! Heading now due south. The wind's getting up, sir.
Dirty weather. Change bearing due west.
Will do, sir.
It's a twister, Dan. A huge tornado force on the starboard bow.
Ahead, Dan. Another tornado. It's moving across us. It's heading us on.
West, Dick. Can't, sir. There's another twister there.
We're being shepherded like sheep.
Well, they're all round us. We can't take this old bucket into any of those winds. They're running at hundreds of miles an hour.
Clear to the north. Tree handiwork or I'm a Dutchman.
So, we turn north or make a dash for it?
Your train friend's away, Dan. Ask him which we should do.
Sonder, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You want to know which way to head?
Yes.
They want us back at headquarters for experiments.
Us? You as well?
I was afraid when the ship was in danger. I displayed emotion. Unscientific. They will want to trace my fall.
We're in the same boat.
That does not matter. I will be proud to serve Treen Research.
Yeah, I'll give the research program a miss, I think. Head due south, Dick. Into the tornado barrier.
Here we go!
Alley-o!
Oh, no, Professor!
We're being sucked in, sir. I can't hold her! I can't! We're going down! I'm gone! Everyone all right?
These trees we've landed in.
Seen nothing like them, not even in the Congo Delta project. Quite outside my experience. Colonel Dare, I'm going outside.
Oh, be careful, Miss Peabody.
I'll be fine. Jungles are nothing to worry about. Oh, the branches are like rubber. Soft. Fantastically strong.
Oh. Oh, it's like landing on a mattress. We were very lucky.
Call this luck, sir. I ain't creepy crawlies. Happen I'll stay in the helicopter if you don't mind.
I have never seen a jungle. I will expand my information. Very useful. Science is knowledge. Knowledge is science.
Oh, happen it may be. Oh, mighty. Oh, the hammers of hell. That's the biggest, creepiest. What is it?
I don't know. But I think I'd rather be in the open than trapped in here with it. After me, Digby.
What's so funny, sir?
You three exiting double.
Well, there was a thing in there, see? Coming through the hatches.
Sondar, we're in this together. I want no trouble from you.
They will have us marked down. They will be sending guards to take us back.
Then we won't hang about here. You all fit? Yeah. Sir Hubert, Prof. Have you any weapons with you?
We have our paralyzing pistols, that's all.
Right. Dig, got the infrared compass?
Yes, sir.
We need it to make the rendezvous with Hank and Pierre.
If they're still alive.
If they manage to crash outside the flame belt, they will be.
Take more than a green tadpole dressed in a copper wire corset to finish off Hank and Pierre. It can't be hotter in the flame belt than it is here.
It is 690 degrees and 90% humidity here. The flame belt has no humidity and a temperature of 2,000 degrees.
Come on.
I know one thing. They give a few pounds for this weather in Wigan Wakes Week. Hey, up! Wait for me!
Meanwhile, back on Earth...
This is the international headline news, brought to you courtesy of the mineral drink that cuts down hunger while it alleviates thirst. The fate of the three shuttle rockets from the mothership Ranger is still not known. They cut off all radio contact in order to get through the shield round the planet Venus.
There is still no news of space veteran Sir Hubert Guest.
Radio silence blankets Dare's rockets as mothership Ranger returns to Earth.
Interviewed in her West Street home, Mrs. Digby, wife of Albert Digby, spaceman first class, said...
He's got true Lancashire grit. The lad'll be back. It'd best be. He's got me and five kids to be responsible for.
Across the world, tension mounts. Rioting is reported in Peking. Ration cards were not delivered to 5 million people. Emergency measures are being taken to preserve strategic supplies of food around the world.
Senator Hartwell of North England called for a UN inquiry into the activities of Vitamin Eats Incorporated. He accused them of using inferior quality...
Food rations in America and Europe will be cut to rebuild reserves.
That's enough of that. I've heard enough to last me a lifetime. And what did you mean about our Albert having a responsibility?
Ah, well, he does, Auntie Anastasia, he does.
I told his mother when he married you. I told him when he brought you round. I said then you were not right. He's got adventure in his soul as our Albert. I'm proud of the lad.
And you are. But he still has me and the kiddies to feed.
And he has. And you know as well as I do that our Albert's sitting somewhere with his feet up and a nice bacon sarnie or a chip butty to hand. He's had the luck of the Digbys all his life. I know Albert Fitzwilliam. He'll be snoring in peace and comfort, I'll be bound.
Oh, my heck! Oh, thump!
We slashed and struggled our way through the dense jungle away from our crashed copter. We had to avoid the Treen guards who would be after us and try to make contact with Hank and Pierre. If they had survived.
It's hopeless, Professor. We're never going to get through.
Wait.
What is it?
Shush, listen. To the right. It's a river. If we head for it, we may find it easier going.
Follow me.
Hurry. Here, Dan, take it.
Ever seen anything like it?
It's the biggest snake. It must be 30 meters long and that
my head. Family has this thing about worms. I never went fishing as a kid because of them. And look at that. I feel a bit woozy.
Anyone seen Sundar?
Over here, under this fallen tree. All right, Sundar, you can come out now. It's safe.
All frightened again, were you? Bit of a washout for a train, you.
But,
understand why you save me. We do not understand unscientific actions.
Sundar, you may have forgotten it on Venus, but there are other things in life besides applied science, and we may need your help. We must get to the Professor's River and across it if we can. So, come on, hurry.
Sir, look, sir.
What the?
The Zoms.
The what?
The guards have brought the Zoms with them. Zoms tear their targets to pieces. They are trained to destroy. Now you can be afraid.
Oh, by heck.
Let's hurry.
We came to a vast wall of water, maybe 1,000 feet high, pouring down into a huge, dark hole.
I've heard of Niagara, but this is barmy. Oh, those zombies are getting closer.
Digby, stop chatting and get on. We have to climb those falls, all right?
Sir, no time like the present. Might as well get going. Bailers like Colonel. I could do a TA break.
Come on, Dig. A bit more effort will take us to the top.
Are we nearly there, Dan?
Near enough. The old boy was feeding his age, and Dig is no greyhound. If only I knew where the trees were.
The Zoms are getting closer.
Hurry, Dig. Sir Hubert, you're right.
Don't worry about me.
We reached the top of the falls and had time to see below us a vast open stretch of pale green water. An inland sea. And then...
Dan! Behind you!
Jumping jets!
Blimey! Dozens of them! Green so-and-sos!
They were standing looking down at us from the rim of the falls.
It is useless to fight. Sundan, you will be most interesting for our scientists. A stream with emotion. Fatal.
Straight at them, gang! Come on, the fleet!
For a moment, it looked as if we might win. But then Digby got in the way of a gun that sprayed him with a sort of plastic balloon.
You're right, Digby.
And the trees released a zomb from its leash. I faced the flat flame. Two serrated tusks on its forehead. It was like a cross between a Rottweiler, an Alsatian, and a dingo. I rolled with the animals, it sprang for my throat, and hoofed it over the edge of the falls. Sundar, giving as good as he got, was eventually covered with a plastic balloon.
Dan! The Professor! Out of my firing line!
I KO'd the tree who was menacing Professor Peabody. He fell backwards and Sir Hubert's stun gun took me full in the chest.
Dan! Oh, my hat! Dan, get back from the edge! Dan!
He fell, twisting and turning as he went, paralyzed, into the white, foaming water below the fall. It was all over then. The trees cocooned us all in eggs of clear plastic and prepared to take us away.
It is unfortunate we lost Colonel Dare, but he will never return. Take them!
This is Sir Hubert Guest's diary tape for the file and report to the UN. I had killed Dan, I knew that. So when they led us away in our plastic bubbles to the city of Maconta, I was not really taking much in. Digby was kind.
You couldn't help it, sir. Dan had feel more pain. I wish I could say the same for our prospects.
Shh, Digby, the professor.
You are now ready to help our scientists. Old Earth custom. Ladies first.
Oh, I'm not afraid of you.
I do not understand. Afraid?
The frightful chap went to the professor with a ray gun in his hand.
Oh!
The disintegron is the only way of cutting this plastic. You will not try to escape again.
No one tried to escape.
Sondar did his best. Good chap that he was turning out to be. Meanwhile, in a vast audience chamber high above our cell.
The earth creatures and Treen Sondar are prisoners, O greatest one. The fourth is dead. An accident! An accident!
There are no accidents in a scientific state. Destroy that guard. No failure in a scientific state. Science is all. Bring them to me. I will conduct the final dissection. They will learn that the Mekon of Maconta, the supreme brain of the universe, will never fail. There will be no defense for Earth when we decide to destroy that miserable planet. Bring the prisoners to face their master. The Mekon speaks.
In part two of Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future, dramatized for radio in four parts by Nick McCarty, Mick Ford was Dan Dare, Terence Alexander, Sir Hubert, Donald G. Digby, Zena Clark, Professor Peabody, William Roberts, Hank, and Richard Pierce, the Mekon. David Googe was Sundar, Margaret Courtney, Aunt Anastasia, and Shirley Dixon, Mrs. Digby. Other parts were played by Vincent Brimble, Paul Downing, Stephen Garlick, Dale Rapley, and Danny Schiller. The music was composed and played by Wilfredo Acosta. Technical presentation by Wilfredo Acosta with Mike Etherden and Colin Guthrie. Dan Dare is directed by Glyn Dearman.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.